First, I want to wish everyone a happy Easter. The epistle for the vigil mass of the resurrection is taken from Colossians chapter 3. Brethren, if you be risen with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Mind the things that are above, not the things that are upon the earth. For if you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God, when Christ shall appear, who is your life, then shall you appear with him in glory. Please stand for the gospel. The gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 28. In the end of the Sabbath, when it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and coming rolled back the stone and sat upon it. And his countenance was as lightning, and his raiment as snow. And for fear of him, the guards were struck with terror and became as dead. And the angel answering said to the woman, "Fear not you, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord was laid. And going quickly, tell ye disciples that he is risen. And behold, he will go before you into Galilee. There you shall see him. Lo, I have foretold it to you." Please be seated. Let it be known that the darkness of the whole world is scattered. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Just a few words on this glorious feast. I know it can be with the Paschal Vigil that takes place beforehand, and then with the Mass, it can make a long night. But I think it is good for us just to consider a few things, especially one with the Exultet itself, the singing of the Exultet, that is referred to as the Easter song. The song that proclaims the resurrection of our Lord. It talks about the brightness of the holy night of the resurrection. And it is signified by the Paschal candle. And as you see how the Paschal candle is treated, and it is blessed outside. Last year I preached on the prayer that is said when it is lit, of how it will dispel the darkness of our minds and our hearts. And so that candle signifies Christ. But then we also see as it carried in procession, the priest or the deacon will say Lumen Christi or sing it three times. And by that singing, Lumen Christi, you respond, Deo gratias, thanks be to God, because it is this light that is being scattered out to the world. It is similar to, we can say then, the word of God being spread. This light that is given to the world is being spread out into the world. And so that is when the priest brings it in and sings three times, Lumen Christi. It is this light of Christ. This light of Christ that is dispelling the darkness. And it's interesting to see how in the Exultet and then the preface that follows it, it's interesting to see how the church treats of this. It talks about the night which restores grace. This is the night. This is a night that restores grace. Why? Because our Lord resurrected from the dead. It gave us a chance then for our own resurrection. It gives us a chance because we are redeemed. We are redeemed because our Lord resurrected from the dead. It goes on to say that this is the night in which, destroying the chains of death, Christ arose victorious from the grave. And so we know that from our Lord's death on the cross, that through his death on the cross, he was able to become victorious over sin, over Satan. And that victory is shared by all of us. It's shared by all of us. But then we also have to live our lives accordingly. But the darkness of sin is scattered. That sin, it signifies by this darkness, this blindness. And it is scattered because our Lord died on the cross, because our Lord then resurrected from the dead. And so therefore we have this opportunity to gain our own resurrection, if we accept it or not. And so that becomes the true point. You know, through the Lenten fast, you know, as we said with the baptismal promises, you know, the rigors of the Lenten fast is over. But then for us, we have to try to understand that. Just because that's over doesn't mean that there is no need for penance, no need for sacrifice. There is still this idea and this understanding that truly we must still sacrifice in order to gain these graces from God. God gives them out. He holds them out to us. And we've come to this point at the resurrection. We've come to Easter, the culmination of our liturgical year. And so now all the graces are there for us. So what will we do? Will we accept them? Or will we stay in the darkness of our sins? And so through the preface of the Mass, or the preface after the Exultet, it is interesting to see how Holy Mother of the Church says, "For if it profit us not to be born, if it had not profit us to be redeemed." And so she's telling us, if we don't accept that redemption, well, then it profit us nothing to be born. Because we have lost out on the only reason of why we were born. We've lost out on that. And so that is what is held out to us. And as I say in the Exultet, this Easter song that's proclaiming this candle to be the light of Christ, it is telling us this light is the light to the world. This light is what we must follow. Follow out of the darkness of our sin. But just as at Christmas time, the same idea. That when our Lord came into this world, He chose the darkest point of the night to come into the world. And it was to signify that He is this light to the world. And so now again, at the Feast of Easter, we still see the same idea, the same understanding of light, that our Lord is this light to the world. And so that is what we must try to gather from this time. You know, through the sacred 3 days, the sacred Triduum, we have seen how the liturgy brings out all of these points for us. But now it is up to us to accept that, to truly to accept that light, to realize that, yes, the darkness of this world has been broken, it has been scattered. But as I say, if we don't accept that light, what good is it? What good is it if we've ever been born then? And that is how Holy Mother the Church treats it. That is how she explains it to us. That as we've had this candle, and as I say, you see how the Church treats the candle. It incenses it. There's a genuflection out before it. Because it signifies our Lord. And so therefore, now that we have gotten through this Lenten time period, let us accept these graces of God. And let us live with then this true spirit of Easter throughout then the rest of the year, of accepting these graces and living our life accordingly. It is something that we must pray for. It is something we must work at in order to gain these graces. And so truly, it is a glorious feast. It is something that we must rejoice with Holy Mother the Church through the Alleluias, through the Exultet, exalting this cross, this candle, because it signifies Christ. And so for us to understand that He is this light that dispels the darkness. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.